speaking with Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossi. Dan?
Looking at the grain side here, soybeans looks like they're going to close around 3 pennies down. Corn and wheat up 1 to 6 cents here. What drove the grain action today in your eyes, Dan?
Yeah, no, we really started the week out lower on the advancing U.S. harvest and rain for northern Brazil, the drought areas of northern Brazil, which is very important longer term. And the market kind of got a macro bend to it, and macroeconomic, where it started to look at crude oil being up $2.50 and thought a little bit about the Mideast war that's expanding, and maybe that heading into Friday's report, it didn't want to get too cheap. So we did see a bounce today. I'm not sure it's anything of lasting nature, but we'll see how we go into Friday.
And on the cattle side, mixed trading to start, and looks like it's closing that way too. What's going on there?
Yeah, mixed trading to start. We saw the beef market, which has been gaining sharply in the last couple of weeks on reduced kills. Some of us wonder how long those reduced kills can be maintained to keep the beef market up. But, you know, we may see it for another week. But ultimately, if we can't see better beef demand, we'll see the cash cattle market forming a high here. Seasonally, we're getting close to that. So we'll watch it. In the case of the hog market, still adding some premium, if you will. So the cash and futures have come together. Seasonally, it's the wrong time of the year to be bullish of hogs. So we would imagine as the temperatures turn down, we start to see some weakness in cash hogs as we head into the end of the year.
All right. Appreciate it, Dan. Have a good day.
You too, Tyler. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.